Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you're at your college reunion, and it's like, I don't know, it's fine. It's just a bunch of people sitting around in a parlor playing like the murderer game where you try not to get winked at or whatever. And, you know, you're a little bored, but you're sitting next to your old roommate and you just sort of are like, ugh, are we the only two old maids in the class? And then she's like, no, this is my fiance. And you look, and she's been sitting next to this man and holding his hand the whole time. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Patrick.
Is he a ghost?
Have you just been ignoring him the whole time?
You're just like fucking ignoring him. You are now caught.
Okay, but you're also playing a weird game where you're trying not to make eye contact with people.
Okay, that is a good excuse. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can play it off. I think you'd be like, oh my God, I haven't even looked up. I'm so sorry. Hi, I'm Colin. I'm the only single person here.
Right, right. Yes, the cover of the murder parlor game, I think, is going
to
be the saving grace.
So embarrassing,
though. Did this happen to you?
No, this is from the series The Alienist.
Oh my gosh. I saw a commercial for The Alienist that hyped up a ship, so I read all about The Alienist in the past day. And I think I'm just going to dive in the second season because I already watched all the scenes of the ship that I like.
Wait, okay. What? I need to start watching this show. There's a ship in it?
I mean,
what's
for
it
me,
on?
It was on TNT, but it's on HBO Max now.
Okay, here we go.
And I watched the pilot. This doesn't happen in the pilot. Who does this happen with?
I'm watching it kind of backgroundy.
Okay.
So you literally have no idea who any of the characters are.
You didn't know that guy was there either. Here's the thing. It was like a weird edit is what led this to happen, I think, because they didn't want him walking into the scene with a fucking cocktail or something like that. But they just cut to a wider shot and he's sitting right next to her holding her hand.
Wait, so
it's so odd.
Is someone really hot is in this, right?
Luke Evans, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll do it.
But he's like playing like a gentleman who has like appetites.
Ooh, yeah. This whole show is about unseemly appetites.
Oh, yes. My God. But he falls in love with this young. I don't know their age difference, but in real life, it's probably significant.
Dakota Fanning,
who is like a very serious. She's the first female like secretary at the police, but she's like a detective.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on.
And
so
he like respects her. Oh my God. Kelly, he respects her so much.
Except, oh my God, he's 41.
I know, but you can't. I don't.
Ryan.
I'm sorry. I can't
she's
help
26.
It.
If that is the, here's the thing. If that's the age gap that bothers you in the sexual relationships of this show.
No, it's
you're
also
overlooking
about,
like the yeah. major
it's
point of this show.
Serial killer who kills little boys.
It's like,
oh
so,
my God.
Oh no.
But
the whole show is about fucking
the, that's
small
not the
boys.
Part.
No, it's not that the is not the ship.
If you just watch the scenes, I'll send you a supercut I found on YouTube. You can just watch the ship scenes. And they're pretty good. I tried to watch the pilot. The pilot's more about the murders.
I think I'm going to watch it. I think because I think I would be really into it. Because here's the thing. I do, even though it's one of those things where like I like it in fiction, but I don't like it. Like I'm fine with it in this situation. But like in real life, if my friend was 26 and was like, I'm dating this 41-year-old man, I'd be like,
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Starting
now. I think
his wife is probably dating him and you're just around.
Is the killer Daniel Brühl?
No, he's the lead detective.
Oh.
He's the, like, he's the alienist.
Oh, okay.
And but then, yeah, it's weird to have him be not evil.
Yeah,
right.
Hold on. Here's the thing. What the fuck does alienist mean?
Oh, you are like psychology. Say it at the beginning of every episode.
please, all of you at once.
It's like psychology before psychology exists. Because it's set, I don't know if you, I don't know how many of the posters you saw. It's set during Victorian times.
Yeah, they're so all wearing very puffy sleeves. And, like,
yeah, well, suits. And Brühl's facial hair is enough to indicate the time period as well.
Yes.
I think that's the most he can grow. It doesn't look terrible on him, but, you know.
It doesn't look terrible. I think it actually makes him look less evil, weirdly. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something.
I mean, I'm into it. I think it's good.
Yeah. Should Same Day Shipping become an alienist show?
I mean, I think already I'm on board. I think, you know, right? We know, like, the things that we like, right? Period piece.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great. Interesting sexual tension. Great. Mm-hmm. Solving things.
Yeah.
Love it.
Really
Solving
good. Really good.
Political intrigue.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Political
oh
intrigue,
God.
Fine.
Oh, my God. Political intrigue like is it. Fine.
I like political intrigue, Colin.
Oh, yeah. I like this outtake image from their shoot. Of the three of them. This is cute. Do I ship the two guys?
Maybe.
Hold on. You guys, I need
I will
to
say that
you.
When I went to Archive of Our Own, there's a lot of OT3 fic. I'm just saying.
I mean, look at the poster. How could you not? I'm sending you guys a picture.
Where cute. I am in the series, the main character is still like negging the hell out of everybody. So I find it hard to ship him.
He's like Dr. House a little bit.
Yes, he's exactly like Dr. House. They're like, it looks like they cut out another little boy's eyeballs. He's like, that's what they want you to think. Like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Dude, I've been watching Hannibal.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's back on, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And like, the thing I love that they do on that show is like, as part of like the detectives like musing about like their theories is like explaining to the audience like what is happening. They're like, oh, so you're saying that he cut off the victim's ear, and they're like holding the ear. Like, yes, they did.
I love when a writer really shows that they don't trust me.
Yeah. And I also love that like Will is like the most extra like person. Like he's like constantly drenched in sweat.
He's a lot. Like, he is so much. If he weren't Hugh Dancy, I feel like I don't know that I could watch a whole show about him.
I mean, I don't know that I could watch anyone else say so frequently, this is my design. Like,
and he does this thing, and I get it because it's part of his character. We talked about it a couple weeks ago or last week that he is able to inhabit the minds of serial killers. But the show underlines it in such a way that we have to like watch this like guy, this extra guy.
Yeah.
We have to watch him the way you would see him if you were in the room with him, which is just fucking weird, where he's like embodying a serial killer. And then you have to watch him commit crimes.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really know how the crime was committed, but he's making some guesses.
Wait, oh my
so
God.
Is he doing like serious. Mental There's reenactments? This... Like it's fucking unsolved mysteries?
Oh, it is like unsolved mysteries, except
Wait,
way
Colin.
More fucked up, except it's like, wait, have you never seen it,
Colin? Have you not seen Hannibal?
No.
Colin, seriously, no, you will go nuts. There's like intense sexual chemistry between Hannibal and him and Will.
Yeah, like, it's Mads Mikkelsen, who is
Mads.
All right.
And this is Claire Danes.
All right, I'll check it out.
Dude, no, what, you will.
I, here's my question. Stuff, should like, I just jump in somewhere? Like, do I have to like get through like the pilot?
No, no, no. It's good. It's good from the beginning. I mean, it's a little procedural at first, but then
is
like.
Is the pilot the one with the guy with the daughter and the deer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not care for it. So maybe I'll just skip to like season three or something to give it another shot.
I would probably mid-season one or season two. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a human totem pole.
Yeah.
That you don't want to miss.
Yeah, the human totem pole is really good. That's there's like one. Yeah, cause then it's that, and then it's the like mural of dead bodies.
Okay.
Oh, you know what is a good one? And I can look up which episode number it is, but it's the one where my girl is in it, where Anna Klumsky is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's sort of, it's not a repilot, but it refocuses things on, you know, because the first like six episodes, it's just like, by the way, Hannibal's also a killer. But like, you don't actually, you aren't really dealing with that.
Okay.
So it's a lot of subtext. But then in that episode, it's like, oh, no, like Hannibal's like he really is. He's killer. He's the villain of the show.
Like, he's gonna kill some people.
Yeah.
And all like, right. And it's also like Mads Mikkelsen is so good at like being so like blank slate creepy, but then also like you can tell that he desperately like needs approval from Will. Like, yeah. It's very, very cool. You have to get past like Will being extremely extra, constantly drenched in sweat. There's like one point where he's like deep in the throes of encephalitis. He's like hallucinating everywhere. He like comes to in the middle of doing one of his reenactments of a crime, but like thinks that he killed this person. He stumbles out of the crime scene and is like, ah, I did it. And everyone is like, Will, that's a crime scene. He's covered in blood. They're like, did you touch everything? And he's like, ah.
Yeah, I really do feel bad for his forensics team. Yes. They like are really trying to do a job. He's using mind magic to figure shit out.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm going to put this out there. He does not seem like he's well suited for the job that he has.
No,
no, incredibly. And that's part, I mean, that's essentially, that's the arc of the show. Is like, yeah. Will is horribly suited for this job, but also the best there ever was at this job.
Oh,
yeah. And also like absolutely should not have a firearm and yet does. Like, is like, it's so.
Oh, so he's a cop, you're saying?
Yeah. There's a scene though.
He's a cop.
And I guess because it was on Netflix, so I've recently done a rewatch. There's a scene where he is having a nightmare and you don't know it's a nightmare, but obviously it's a nightmare because there's like people with deer faces and stuff. And then he comes to and he is running in his boxer shorts down the street and I think has like cuts on his body and maybe he's bleeding.
Yeah.
And the cops pull him over and are like, hey, and he's like, oh, I was asleep. And they're like, okay, do you want to ride home? And I was like, cops would not be that nice to you.
No, I'm sorry. Well, he is white.
That's true.
He is white.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, it truly, oh, and what's his name is in it? Jack Crawford.
Fishburne.
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne's in it.
And it's white.
Yes.
Zoe.
Gina Torres.
Yes.
Oh.
Gina Torres is in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Right.
I might have to give Hannibal a second shot.
You like, honestly, you have to get past how extra Will is and then you'll be fine. Like, just mm-hmm. And he does stop saying this is my design quite so frequently. He still does say it a lot and you're kind of like, okay, well.
And look at this. I will point out that after just a few minutes of talking about Hannibal, you've completely forgotten that I ignored that your fiance was sitting right next to you.
Boom.
Problem solved.
Boom. Oh, that's what you do. That's what you do. You
like,
say,
have you seen Hannibal?
I haven't seen Hannibal.
Just always talk about Hannibal. No, I think you need to figure out why you didn't see that person. Something fucked up is happening here.
Well, who cares? You didn't even know this person was in a relationship. You don't care about this person. You're never going to see him again. It's just a
reunion. Your old roommate.
You don't need to dig into anybody's business at a reunion. If you know their business, that's because you're real friends. If you don't know their business,
oh my
bag
God.
Out. Just this get is, out of this party.
Ryan is slash and burn. Slash and burn.
He may be a ghost. He may be a vampire. This is not your problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to be spending the whole weekend with this guy.
Oh, it's a reunion weekend?
Like, no, it's like an afternoon. Honestly, it's a bunch of people hanging out in a rich person's parlor. It seems very informal.
It's so That is such a weird parlor game to, I mean, I guess it's Victorian times.
But what else were they going to do besides murders?
I think,
and I
honestly
think they just wanted something about murder to like fit in with her narrative.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if you went to a college reunion in a fancy mansion and everyone's like, okay, we're going to play Mafia.
I mean, I would be like, I hope there's dinner. Like, I hope there's something else. Yeah, like, is there, like, past apps? Like, what's happening? No?
No apps. There's really nice, drinks? Like, serveware around. So you can tell that this place has...
They have the capability.
They're capable. Mm.
And yet they're not. No. So they're torturing
There's
you.
There's cans of LaCroix. In a,
what?
Yep.
What flavor?
Coconut.
Coconut.
No!
Coconut only. But they're ice cold.
Oh, they're so cold.
They're really... That's fine. Okay.
Like, they're kind of... You open one and it's a slushy and you're like, well, not all of them will be this cold.
But they all are somehow, and you're like, what? And then so you have to kind of hold it in your hand because you don't want to slush it.
Well, right. And you're in a fancy moment. Place, and there's no coasters. And so then, you can't
what?
Put this
You
thing,
have to hold it the
you
whole
have to hold
time.
Your
but it's too
LaCroix.
Cold for your hand.
Okay, but it's Victorian times, and you're wearing 1,000 layers, so maybe you just like put it between your knees, and then it fucks up your clothes
oh,
with the
no!
condensation. Mm. Oh, my God.
This is tough.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah. Swing and a miss.
Oh,
strike one.
Maybe strike two and three. Let's strike them out.
Are you a go-down swinging person, or would you rather have the joy of knowing you could tell it was going to be a ball and get a walk?
Oh, you got to get that. You got to get that on-base percentage. Take those walks where you can get them.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Do you want to go down swinging, Ryan?
No, I want to, but I like the feeling of getting a hit feels so much better than jogging to first base.
The jog
like the
is a little
bit. The
feel
in your hands
yeah.
when like you connect.
Mm, the crack of the
feels
bat.
Like the crack of the bat feels so much better than even though I love being told I'm right, and that's essentially what the umpire's doing, but it's yeah. Plus you're also benefiting from the failure of another person, which doesn't feel as good as when you
yeah, but if you take the walk and then you can just steal second regardless of anything. just bolt for second at your first opportunity.
That is true. And it does also, I don't love running through first base either.
Mm.
I guess I
you
don't
always,
really
You
like
always
baseball.
Round for second?
No, I know you have to sometimes. I just feel like it's kind of...
Do you feel
like,
too... Do you think it's not fair?
Like a waste of energy or something. Oh. You're running so hard and you just keep... There's...
Yeah, and also there's
stop
like an
on a dime.
But I think it would be a better test of my agility as an athlete.
Wait, I'm sorry. So you think that baseball should be can you part of the challenge of baseball is can you sprint as fast as you can
yeah.
and stop
yep.
on first?
How
and
accurately
maybe even
can
do
you
a pirouette.
What?
Mogi, that's how second and third base works. It's not like that's unrepresented in the game.
You're right. There
it's just home and first you get to run past them.
Do you think that if you had to stop on it, people would start sliding into first?
Yeah.
Wait, so do you, so part of it would be, can you time the slide? So,
yeah.
So it's like, oh, and then you could get like an extra point, like the further you start to slide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Kelly's introducing points.
No,
I love
no,
to
no.
baseball.
So the points would be,
separate to runs.
Separate, because yes. It would be worth 2 points equals one run. So like if you would, you would go into a slide and like if you, okay. And then now this would be, people would be very, very good at sliding. You would have to go into a slide closer than halfway
speaking, you would have to do that.
It would be like five steps, sprint steps, and then you have to slide.
Yeah. Kelly takes one step out of the batter's box and just belly flops.
Okay, so we replace the line between home and first with like a bowling alley. And so there's a line.
Yeah. All the jerseys are now made out of like microfiber, that's like right. ShamWow material.
Yeah. And like,
I love this.
You could wear like little vests. So you could wear little, you know, those like weird, really uncomfortable, like beaded car seat cover.
Yes.
So you wear a vest made out of that, and the ground is like, it goes from being like baseball field to slick wood.
Oh no, that's overthinking it. It should be a slip and slide.
Okay,
yeah.
A slip and
boom.
Slide.
Honestly,
so we
could probably
sport.
Yeah, maybe we could make this happen in another after the pandemic.
I mean, yeah. A pickup baseball game with slip and slides between every base would be a fucking riot.
It would be a riot. Here's what it would also be. A fucking mess. And it would be really rude to do to any existing baseball field because we'd be flooding it forever. And it wouldn't work. Yeah. It would be like the whole season would have to end. So we got to find a field.
Yeah, you like walk off like, after your game and there's a group of eighth graders like...
Oh, it is so sad!
They just
I think you wouldn't be able to contain... Two, like you can't make the whole thing slip and slide, right? Because like you need to run a little bit.
Yeah, it would have to be like halfway.
Oh, okay.
Mud. Everyone's dirty as hell after this playing this game. This is a dirty game.
And wouldn't you also need four hoses?
Yeah.
Isn't that how slip and slides work? They have to have a hose connected.
And you need to have like somebody that's monitoring. Cause like sometimes, you know how sometimes the slip and slide, it's like it doesn't really work very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need someone. Oh my God, dish soap. Mm. Remember when people would add dish soap to slip and slides?
No.
Oh yep. God.
Yeah, that'll get you going.
It gets you going, man. That's
Should
like
we
steroids.
Do this? Okay. Maybe this is something, and I think we would get kicked out and banned forever, but this might be an activity at Raging Waters to do.
I mean, we could use the existing environment at Raging
Waters.
Yeah, because
they've got water.
Each base at the bottom of a different slide. So
and
you have to hit the ball.
We all wear baseball uniforms. No cleats.
No cleats.
Well, the aqua socks.
Yeah, yeah.
But we like paint them so they have like fake laces.
We're talking baseball ships today.
We got there. We got there.
Eventually.
Oh, my goodness.
But insanely, we're talking about baseball ships because baseball is supposed to be starting right now.
I don't.
And it's also like not starting in the way that like Premier League soccer has been starting, or like it's starting in a way which is like very unable to make sure that these people do not get COVID.
Yeah, so I've paid more attention to kind of some of the NBA talk of how they're doing it with like a dome in Orlando.
Yeah.
So what is the plan for baseball?
So I don't totally understand it, but like Sarah pays really close attention to baseball. So like I know they're ignoring the like leagues. So like it's just teams that are close to each other will be playing each other a lot more.
And playing in the stadiums?
Yes.
And fans will be there?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No, they're not.
So they're going to play in empty stadiums, which is, I guess that's a real test of your mettle.
I mean, here's the thing. I was watching K-Baseball.
Uh-huh.
Dinos. And that was, like, very interesting. Like, they put, like, cutouts of K-pop stars, like, in the audience.
Oh, that's fun. The Olympic Trials did that for their track events as well.
That's fun.
They had cutouts of people in the audience.
And soccer is doing it, but also, like, they're, like, the teams that are playing are, like, Liverpool and Manchester City. So, like, they're pretty much in the same place, and no one has to get on planes. And it's just, I think they've all been quarantining together since the beginning. So, and since this season's pretty short, like, it's, like,
but does this mean
sense.
They don't get to see their families?
That's what is the problem with the baseball situation is that, at least from what I see, there's not really, I don't know how you can control that many players and their families. And a lot of these guys that also, aren't they like not playing they're playing like their backup players a lot, right?
I don't know.
So it's like people that aren't even being paid as much as
so like the top tier people have the option to be like, I'm not doing that. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. And the bottom people don't, and they're not, and the pay disparity is like so much so that like it's so not worth it to do it. So I think who said that he was not going to do it and like spoke out about like sexism and racism in clubhouses? Who was it?
I don't know. I've not been keeping up with my sports news.
I'm going to see really quick.
But yeah, it just feels like I understand that people want this, but it just doesn't seem like safe.
Just find other hobbies. I don't know.
I mean, it's not even about hobbies, though. It's about money, right? Like, it's the the Jaws thing that, like, if you close down the beaches, then
like the
all the businesses
have gone out of business. The moral of Jaws wasn't
Thank God they kept the economy going.
Like, Patrick that's what's
is
crazy.
Not the MLB commissioner. It's not up to him to know the moral of Jaws.
But it's like, how can you? I mean, I understand you have trouble understanding, like, being on the wrong side of history. But how could you think that you want to be in the mayor in Jaws?
I'm not saying
no one defends the mayor in Jaws.
But I'm saying that's the thought process, though, and it is a thought process I can understand. I understand also that it is wrong, but like. You know, the mayor's concern is also legit that like if they're not open for the summer, then all these places are going to go out of business. It's bad both ways.
Mm-hmm. It's a balancing act. So far, we haven't quite gotten the hang of it.
No.
I would say it's not going great so far.
Everything will be fixed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I heard any day now we're going to wake up and it'll be over.
Oh, goodness. Well,
I was seeing this post that was like the saddest thing ever, because it was like this person, I'm sure you guys have seen it. It was like, oh, I was talking to this doctor that like is specifically working on like coronavirus stuff, and was saying he said that if everyone in the United States just actually followed social distancing and wore masks and didn't go out for 4 weeks, this would be over. But because that will never fucking happen, this is going to last for years.
Yeah.
Whew.
Well, who's got a baseball ship?
Hey, I've got one.
Hey, I want to hear about it.
Are you guys familiar with Rusty's Real Deal Baseball for the Nintendo 3DS?
No.
Rusty's Real Deal Baseball for the Nintendo 3DS is a collection of baseball-themed minigames that is free to start on 3DS. But like it's all done through this hub where you are going to a store that is run by a dog who used to be a professional baseball player, and his name is Rusty Slugger.
That's cute.
And he also used to be a human.
No, he's a dog.
He's a dog.
What is this? Some Air Bud shit where there's like
there's no rule in the playbook that says a dog can't play baseball.
I mean, we're also playing a Nintendo game here, so he's like an anthropomorphic dog.
He's cute.
He probably has a lot of pecs for a dog.
Yeah.
Dogs
like a
don't usually have a lot of pecs.
Well, dogs have, what, 6 nipples? So, yeah, he should have 6 pecs.
No, what? Oh, ew.
Think about it.
Yeah,
I hate it. Went on a journey there. All right. So, Patrick, is his pecs with each other?
Wait, yes. So I'm shipping Rusty's pecs with each other. No, so Rusty, here's the thing. When you meet Rusty, he's not in a super good place. He's a former ball player, and, you know, he aged out of it. So, like, you know, he can't really do that anymore. He's opened this shop. But, like, he wants to, like, barter and, like, negotiate with people, but he's bad at it. So, like, you can buy all of the mini games in this game by just like in real life the game like asks you to spend more money to get more games, but you can negotiate with the dog, and like
that is bizarre.
It's amazing. You can tell this dog, no, I want to pay less, and in real life you spend $2 instead of $4 to get like a little mini game. So he's bad at it. His wife has left him. He can't provide for his children. He is sad state, and by the end
Rusty.
Of the game, you know, you've like boosted him up enough that, like, you know, he's like got it all figured out, gets back together with his wife, sells the store. Like it's a happy arc for him. Right. He goes from being like a loser with the store to being like awesome. But at the end of the game, he goes on to coach his children's little league team. But look, we all know that Rusty Slugger is a fucking loser. And so he's going to get back to being a loser and being a bad coach of the softball team. Right. It's just going to happen.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Patrick. Yeah. Okay.
But it doesn't take him out behind the barn and fucking shoot him, too? Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
No, look,
maybe
you
should make sure his kids watch so they know that once you're a loser, you're always a loser.
You're a fucking loser, you piece of shit dog.
No, so just like before, he just needs some help, right? He just needs someone who, like, knows baseball.
Okay.
Okay, so here comes Jonah Hill's character from Moneyball.
Oh,
Peter Brand, okay. Pete, who can just like simplify it for Rusty, right? And be like, look, that you need to play that one because that one's good. That one gets on base, and Rusty can just be like, all right, great. And like, then like together they can make this whole softball team work. And like Rusty doesn't need to get with his wife, who will leave him when the store is doing poorly or when the team is doing poorly. He and Pete can just ride that softball team to victory.
Wait, so Rusty's wife is a fair weather fan of her children?
Well,
based
of him.
On their little league team.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're bums.
I mean, I think this is probably the happiest ending for both characters possible, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And I think
they're never going to be really happy.
No.
So they might as well be have a companion and win baseball games.
Yeah, if they can be excited about baseball together and like actually achieve something, like I think that's all Rusty wants and that's all Pete wants.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Pete won't struggle with going from the front office of the Oakland Athletics to a literal dog league.
It might also be tough for him to have a relationship with a dog, but I don't know. I'm willing to look past that.
All right. I like it. It's cute.
I just looked up what Rusty looks like, and Patrick, thank you for bringing this sad dog into my life.
He is such a sad dog. He's like, he's balding. Like, I love his hair pattern on the top of his head. It's so funny to me.
Oh, I actually, my ship is related to a has-been bum coach as well.
Ooh.
It's from a little film called The Bad News Bears.
Ooh.
From 1976. So, if you're not familiar with the plot of that, it's Walter Matthau is a grumpy old man. Though he's a little younger than he used to be, than he is in Grumpy Old Men. But he's an alcoholic. He used to play baseball. And his girlfriend's daughter, I can't remember exactly how it starts, but he ends up, I don't know. Oh, he's recruited to be a coach. So he's not quite as, it's not quite Mighty Ducks where he's like sentenced to be a coach.
Right.
For being an alcoholic. But he's like recruited to be a coach, even though he is a like unpleasant alcoholic, doesn't care about anyone else. Guy, but he's essentially blackmailed into being a coach. So he coaches a bunch of kids, and he coaches the Bad News Bears. They are like the worst. The Bears are the worst team. They're all little shits. And they're not very good. They're also bad at baseball. So they're like they're not good guys. They're not very good kids, and they're also bad at baseball. And for some reason, his ex-girlfriend's daughter joins. That's Tatum O'Neal. She's half my ship. The other half of the ship is the bad boy on the team.
Yeah, the motorcycle kid.
Yes, Kelly. He's played by Jackie Earle Haley, who goes on to play like Rorschach, like goes on to play like creepy adult characters. But when he was in his teens and tweens, he was
that's
bad boy. Yeah.
Wait, he went on to play Freddy Krueger, right?
He also played Freddy Krueger, exactly. Right. So, like, he grows up to, like, play creepy really well. And
Except that's my type.
Yes. Oh, no. Honestly, Kelly, like, I don't know if you saw this movie when you were a tween.
No.
But if you can find it in yourself to regress to teen, you would have a crush on Jackie Earle Haley in this movie. Like, he rides a little mini motorcycle. He smokes. He, like, flirts but doesn't really know how to. And Tatum O'Neal is kind of, like, just grow. She's 11. She's a little younger than the other boy. Like, everyone else is, like, 12, 11 or 12. She's 11. And so she's, like, coming into herself. And he's, like, the perfect, like, bad boy to have a crush on because what is the real... I mean, she's not going to get pregnant because she's... It's not real risk to have a crush... To, like... have a crush with him or spend the summer flirting with him. And so yeah, I like that for them to have a little tween romance that's not going anywhere because they're tweens.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And he has
it's
an
not
arc.
Gonna last.
Yeah, and he has Sorry. An arc. He gets better. He becomes less of a shit as the movie goes on, but also she gets smarter, right? Because like at the beginning she has a lot of hope for Walter Matthau that he's gonna be the kind of father figure that she needs, and she realizes pretty quickly that he's not that, and he has limitations as a person. So she also is like going through some hard lessons that extend to her knowing, like she like gets a little savvy. So she's not gonna romanticize Kelly. So it's just a summer where she has a crush on a bad boy I think he like flirts with her while playing pool in my memory. Either that or my little girl mind invented a scene where he plays pool in a cutoff shirt. But I think he does flirt with her while playing pool at a bar. I'm afraid to rewatch the movie because it was, I think there are probably parts of it that are like haven't aged well or.
Yeah, sure.
That won't, I don't know. Maybe I will rewatch it and just be sad. But I'll be very disappointed if there isn't a scene where little Jackie Earle Haley is playing pool. That's my memory. But maybe I invented it.
That's cute. I like that ship.
Yeah. I like that a lot. It's cute. Also, were you a pool playing child?
No. My parents didn't trust me.
They think that you were going to like
fuck
up the table.
Yeah, like we didn't have a pool table in our house. I think if we had had, my dad would have taught me. But like if we were at a bar that had a, like, you know, to watch a Browns game or something, and there was I was not encouraged to go anywhere near the pool table. They're like, you're going to scratch the felt. Go play an arcade game. Go away. No. Did you play pool growing up?
I liked pool a lot. Yeah, I like pool.
Did you guys have a pool table?
No, but I played it whenever I could. Mm. And I have this like weird thing where like I'm really good at pool if I've had like 1.5 drinks. And then like otherwise I'm pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. Like some sort of like geometry monster gets unleashed.
Zenith curve. It's the same. I'm the same way with darts. I can hit this really sweet spot and then quickly lose focus.
Yes.
Yeah. That's me with bowling.
Yeah.
Like there is a sweet spot, but if I keep trying to, if I don't maintain, I'm going to get some gutter balls.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have a baseball sheep?
Yeah. So mine is a tale as old as time. Technically, like about a decade newer than Mogi's, but I went with classic baseball ship, Sam Malone and Diane Chambers. Mm. You know, you love Sam to watch them. They push and pull. They fight, they make up, they're in love, they hate each other. Sam says some fucked up shit and then screams at Diane. She leaves him for another man. Frazier just hangs out at the bar even though he's being cuckolded. It's it's got everything, man. I can't, you know, it's so classic. Those first, what, 8 seasons of Cheers, watching those two crazy kids. It's really magical.
It is.
Yeah, I really like them. I do think sometimes people got the wrong lesson from them. And the lesson is like cast two actors who have a lot of chemistry and could make things great. Not that you should make people wait 8 seasons for characters to get together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They have such good chemistry. They also, like, I feel like, because they get together pretty... When do they get together? I think it's like early...
I think they're on and off up. From the first season.
They hook up, and then they're like kind of still, you know, whatever, sparring. And that's the other thing, is that I think that people that are dumber than the people that wrote on Cheers think that being mean to each other is chemistry.
Yeah.
But not, like, they are verbally sparring.
Yeah.
And like, yes, there are times when I am like, girl, you need to leave him. Like many times when, like, whatever. But like there's like that time that he's like, oh, I brought this girl home, but I didn't sleep with her. I've changed. And she's like, okay. And I was like, girl.
Yeah, but she is also very handsome. Is such a snot to him.
She's a snot.
She is,
and
not
she's,
like if a friend of
she's
mine
very prudish
was,
too.
I also don't like the way he treats her. It's or she treats him, sorry.
Yeah.
Like she
yeah.
is very condescending.
She calls him stupid all the time.
All the time. And she means it.
All the time.
She's not like, she's,
Kay, that's really interesting.
Yeah, and she's competitive with him.
I hadn't thought about like how much of like two characters being mean to each other as like a stand-in for like how they actually interact and like having a meaningful relationship, that's like, that kind of starts here in Cheers.
Yeah. But like it starts here in a way that like, I can get over the fact that they're mean to each other because they're so...
Yeah.
Because A, we see the chemistry, and B, like, they're smartly mean to each... Like, you can tell that the people that wrote these jokes are smart.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, you know, a lot of stuff that we saw in the early 2000s was just people straight up insulting each other.
Right. And I think I also, as much as like I don't like in general doing Will They Won't They for a really long time, for them it worked because they should never be together. They aren't soulmates who belong together.
Right.
No.
Oh, his soulmate hard is the- disagree.
So like, okay, I was going to ask you that. So how do you feel about the finale of Cheers?
Who ends up with who? I can't remember.
Oh, sorry. She comes back and I think offers him to move where she is, San Francisco. I don't remember where she is. But she essentially comes back and they have their sparring and their romance. And then in the end, he has to decide whether he's going to close Cheers or go be with her. And he chooses Cheers. He chooses the bar because that's his real thing.
Oof. I mean, it's perfect. And so it ends with him. That is the perfect ending for them because their whole relationship is just... I mean, like you said, the extended will they, won't they, but it's like even more than will they, won't they, it's like they are, they aren't, like they're just constantly getting together and breaking up. I think tragically, because there are moments in the show where I'm like, especially when they're doing the whole like proposal arc where they end up not getting married. And then for like the next 10 episodes, it's them like proposing to each other and denying each other, you know? And like at that point, I remember screaming, like, knock it off, you two. Just fucking get married. But just stop it. Just get married. Yesterday you wanted to, Sam. What's different about today? But ultimately, I think the won't they is probably the appropriate thing for them. Or they just get married and they have one of those, you know, they grow old together and maybe it's bad for like 8 years at a time. And then,
Jesus Christ.
Man, let's look at the fucking reality of getting married.
I know, but okay, but Colin, that's a reason to not get married.
Oh, yeah. No, not by the time you hit like 75.
8 years at a time?
If you're looking
at
this.
I didn't know you guys 8 years ago. If I had been miserable for 8 years.
You're gonna be happy you stuck out those 8 years when you're like 83 and you have no contact with any other human in the world.
Wait, so are you saying it's 8 years at a time, like multiple times, or are you saying that like there's one period of time of 8 years?
Well, I'm not a fortune teller.
No. Oh, you are now. God.
I am now. Then it's twice. 8 years at a time, twice.
All right. Oh, Jesus, and I must say, 16 years.
I feel compelled to say, because I don't know, I don't believe in spirits, but I feel like my grandma, if she is listening from heaven, is looking down at me like, Ryan, I told you this. She told me in her, as she was a little older, after my grandfather had passed away, she said, you know what? I was married to him for 45 years. 13 were absolutely miserable, but I'm glad because most of the good ones were in the end. So,
oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. I think at that point she was trying to encourage me to get married.
And not worry about those first 13 years.
Yeah, well, she didn't say it was... She was not saying 13 in a row.
Right.
I don't...
Two
she
chunks
was just saying,
of five
I think she was
eight.
At a time in her life, especially... Yeah, where she was reflecting, and I think she had actually counted 13
I was gonna
of
say,
those 40 years.
13 is a specific number of years.
Yeah, I think she counted. Yeah. I think she looked at her life and counted the years. But the point being that, yes, that is a way of... That is a choice, but to bank on... That when you're 83 and they're the only person you talk to, that it will have been worth it. That even that is a gamble.
Yeah, and I think also like that generations before us and our generation are like a little different in that, you know, generations before us are like, put your head down and like, you know what, the good's gonna outweigh the bad. Whereas like, I don't know, I feel like we are more like, maybe you leave it and you know, maybe something unknown is better than knowing that you're unhappy. In the hopes that you might be happy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
think
just
that's
like,
right. I think that's not just in relationships either.
That's
also in jobs and like places you live. You know, it's our generation has a lot more kind of like mobility in all of those directions than previous generations.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Sam and Diane, they're not of our generation. Nice.
They're not.
No,
they're
true.
Not. Okay. Are you guys ready for mine?
Kelly, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Guys, do you know the game Major League?
The game?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say game.
Do you mean the film franchise?
The film.
Yes.
The film?
Yes.
Major League.
Yes.
Are you aware of the baseball that's on the cover of the movie?
The hottest baseball to ever be a baseball? Of course.
It's got like a spiky mohawk, right?
He's got so much toed.
He's got like green eyes, right?
He's got two, and he's got sunglasses that have green lenses.
Green lenses, right.
And he has some like feathers kind of coming off of the back of his head, which like I have questions about that.
It's a Cleveland Indians thing.
Okay, so like kind of racist. Okay.
Yup.
So he looks like that. He's soaring through the air, being a baseball. Just being manhandled by various teams.
Interesting.
Wait, he's not just with Cleveland. He's getting traded.
He's going all over.
Well, he travels with the team, so, you know, he plays with everybody.
Yeah. Then one day, he gets hit and ends up, like, he, like, falls and is lost in the stadium. And everyone's like... Well, I guess we lost. And here's the thing. Like, everyone's like, well, we really liked that baseball. He was very cool, and he had a lot of attitude. He was lewd, crude, and totally rude. And he's gone, and that's too bad. And they leave, and they get other baseballs, and they move on.
Wow.
Now, a baseball team, a college, gets to practice in this stadium one day.
Okay.
For some special thing. This is Hope College. Hope College is practicing, and they also bring the mascot to practice.
Sure. Mascot has to practice, too.
Yeah.
Practicing his somersaults.
Yes. So Dutch from Hope College. Do you guys know what this person looks like?
No.
Is this is another movie?
Oh,
I don't know.
This is a real life mascot.
A real life mascot. No, I don't know.
Oh,
I know
okay.
The college's mascot.
So this mascot's like one big smile.
Aww.
No, he's like a buff.
He kind of looks like he was a sailor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely has a Popeye vibe, and that might be the forearms talking.
I bet he used to have a pipe, but they got rid of it because of tobacco issues.
Yes. Yes. Because they're like, you know, tobacco.
Did you look at a list of mascots, or do you just know what Hope College's mascot is?
I looked at coolest mascot.
Okay, good. Okay. Because otherwise I was like, does Kelly have the secret knowledge of mascots?
Of high school?
Where is
of college baseball mascots?
I don't.
Hope?
Yeah, where
is
Hope?
It's in Michigan. So I think it was a Detroit Tigers game.
So it's, also Hope College was founded by immigrants from the Netherlands. So they were known as the Flying Dutchman.
Mm.
So this is why.
Okay.
Dutch is
just a Dutch man.
He's a Dutch man.
Dutch man looks like Popeye.
Man. Yeah.
That's
what, so. Well, the best of them. I feel like this is what the Dutch are putting forward.
The ultimate Dutch.
His face, though, is loosely modeled after a mailroom employee, Bob Bose.
I hope he got paid.
I hope so, too. So he's doing flips. He's flipping.
Oh, he's a flipper.
He's flipping. Yeah, which is crazy considering that.
But I guess he's got those shoes.
He
needs some leverage.
He's flipping. He, mid-flip, his eye catches a little green pair of sunglasses in the stands. And he's like, what? So he's like, excuses himself from practice to go investigate. And he pulls out the major league ball. And they lock eyes. And look at each other and like, you know what? We're always treated like shit. I'm thrown around and like people forget about me and I do all these flips and none of these guys care.
Oh, wow.
So then they decide to go on an adventure across America and invent a new sport of slip and slide baseball.
I love this. I think this is genius.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Yep.
I will say, okay, I'm looking at, I do think the feathers are a nod to Cleveland Indians, but I think it's also like, it's also a rat tail.
Yeah, it is a rat tail.
So it's also a nod to white Americans.
Yeah.
And horrible and rat tails.
Well, and he's
they're represented in Major League Baseball.
It's got that trashy earring, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't Charlie Sheen wear a trashy earring? That's what it, doesn't he wear a feather earring?
Charlie Sheen's character is like
a feather.
Isn't he like a dork, too?
What?
No, he just wears...
We have to stop recording so you can go watch Major League.
I've never seen Major League.
You think Wild Thing is a dork?
He's wearing those dorky glasses.
He is the coolest thing that... Yes, he does wear dorky glasses in a climactic scene, but that's because he was too wild. He needed to focus.
He was fucking blind, basically.
He was. And that's why he would hit people with his balls. But then he gets the glasses and all of a sudden he can throw it right down the middle.
And he's still got that heat.
He still has the heat.
Why were they letting him play baseball when he was so bad at it?
No, he had an arm. Oh. You know how in the first act of almost every baseball movie, there's a character who throws really fast, but it's all over the place?
Is he the one that breaks his arm and grows a certain way?
Rookie of the Year. Come on.
Kelly,
oh, that's Rookie of the Year.
I'm so sorry. If we were familiar with Major League. I don't think you know anything about Major League.
Scandal.
I know maybe negative information about Major League.
But
I only know that the ball is there.
Yeah, she Google imaged the cover.
Hey guys,
here's what happened.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.